today we've reached a major milestone in the 100% removal and destruction of Syria's chemical weapons material. That is something we all work towards. Great effort, investment, dedication internationally and, of course, at national level. And we recognize the commitment also by the Syrian Arab Republic in this regard. So it is an important day. Notwithstanding, of course, it's also important to reflect on the progress that was achieved over the course of the implementation of this very critical mandate, that all of Syria's declared chemical weapons program, barring some residual activities, have been accomplished. I think it's very important for the international community from a non-proliferation perspective, but we also hope that it will be a modest but meaningful contribution to peace and security in Syria.
What are the next steps?
The next steps are twofold. We are looking with the Syrian authorities and international partners at the assessment which is ongoing of Syria's initial declaration to the OPCW. Like any state party, there may be inadequacies, there may be questions, they need to be addressed, and that is being done currently in constructive cooperation, in dialogue with counterparts. Secondly, we're waiting for a decision of the OPCW Executive Council on the methodology of destruction of hangars and tunnels. But ultimately, we consider the bulk of our mandate as having been achieved. We're now moving in from a joint mission perspective in transition mode, and we hope that in the course of the next 3 months, we will be able to hand over any remaining tasks back to OPCW, which will then work in any regular fashion with the Syrian authorities as they would with any other state party. It's a unique experience also for the UN, of course. This has been the quickest mission to deploy, work towards very measurable goals and targets in a unique set of circumstances, but we also hope to be able to conclude over the period ahead.
You mentioned that this part of the operation was the most challenging. So you don't expect any more challenges during the next steps?
I think this part has been very challenging because it involved a complex layer of partners, operations in country, extracting material, verifying and sampling from sites that were sometimes very hard to get to, heightened security risks, as well as the actual removal operation itself from sites to port, and the arrival to the port of Danish and Norwegian vessels who then take the cargo, and the cargo will subsequently be transloaded to the U.S. ship that will start the actual destruction by means of hydrolysis. All these examples only to demonstrate the complexity even under normal circumstances. And when you put that together in doing this in a country at a time of war, you can just imagine the physical planning and implementation challenges that we faced. But we also managed to address them, as you can see from the 100% achievement rate on the chemical weapons removal.
Ms. Kach, what's the focus of your role during the next stage?
Well, the focus of my role would be like any other special coordinator or head of mission. I need to wrap up. I need to report back. We need to make sure that in the coming months there's a proper handover. We will liquidate in due course the mission. But of course, my role as special coordinator, as the senior UN diplomat leading a joint mission for OPCW and the UN, is to make sure that all state parties are kept informed, that there is agreement, and that there is a clear consensus on the way forward, including the transition of the joint mission to be out of business, so to speak. And that will be an accomplishment for all the staff and the two organizations involved.